from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure, that much like we've talked about Peyton Manning and Jeff Saturday over the years, now you know that Patrick Mahomes and Creed Humphrey, those two are linked forever. And they are going to be together for 10 plus years.
Part of why this works, and I understand it looks like a big jump. It's actually more like $3.5 million because Jason Kelce would have slotted above Ragnow based on average annual in the final year of his deal, but still below Creed by a wide margin. I think there's people a little bit worried about the money because 4 for 72 and $18.5 million seems like a lot. It's still the lowest paid position on the entire offensive line by the position. $21.5 million is still the next lowest, and that's at guard. So it's still the lowest paid position on the offensive line from average annual in the entire NFL. I still don't think you're overpaying based on that price, and I think that what people are missing in this is a result of what has happened, a culmination of the entire offseason. If you're wondering why there seems to be a higher than average number of people holding out, reworking contracts, restructuring deals like Travis Kelce, where they just like give you raises for no reason, it's because the cap has gotten so much bigger over the last couple of years. The veteran salaries haven't caught up. So I think every contract we see over the next couple of years at any position is going to see that little juice bump. And that's what happened with Creed here.
Well, I think we'll continue to see any of these new mega deals will make them the highest paid, you know, blank, whatever their position is. But the gap, this one was more unique to me because of the age difference. There wasn't as much
there wasn't
as much to mirror. You know, as I said, the next center that's anywhere near Creed's level is 28. Creed is 3 years younger, and he's the Super Bowl champion multiple times. So I don't think there was a direct comp. And credit to his agent, I guess, for being able to not only get him the deal, but also reset the market. What I wonder now, though, is because this was an offseason. So far, Cody, they have chosen to pay their kicker to a long-term deal and make him the highest-paid kicker in NFL history. They have chosen to make their center the highest-paid center in the NFL. So based off of positional value, that's where they've prioritized over linebacker Nick Bolton, over right guard Trey Smith. And I know back in March, the question everybody had was, okay, these are the three guys that are next up.
Yep.
Who gets paid? And I guess four if we include Butker. But four, who gets paid? And they've said two of them are. They can't pay all three or all four, I guess. And they've paid two. And I'll stand by what we said about Nick Bolton the minute we saw that interview that he did for, I think it was the 33rd team, or maybe the Draft Network, I'm sorry, where he acknowledged like he doesn't want to even talk new deal till after the season. That was the sign that we knew that there was no way they were getting a deal done, and that he knew that the dollar amount was off, versus Creed Humphrey was just kind of quiet about the whole thing. That meant he knew and was confident this thing was happening. So is there another deal that's happening before we get to the start of the season in 13 days?
I mean, it's maybe. Like, I don't want to say for sure or be too pressed on that. If there's a deal to be done, it's Trey. Nick Bolton's deal is not getting done. Because I saw a lot of people be like, well, this means no Trey Smith and no Nick Bolton. I was like, not necessarily.
I think there's a good chance that's true, though.
No Nick Bolton, I think, is the case anyway. They had already made their decision on that. Just the way he was talking about it, you right, in that interview, did not sound like a guy who thought he was getting a second contract in Kansas City. Trey Smith, I will always make the argument until I'm proven otherwise wrong. You can technically structure his deal in a way that his money doesn't start kicking in until Joe Tooney's gone. Now, look, does that create a vacuum at left tack or left guard? Sure. That's the way the NFL works, right? Trey Smith's quite a bit younger. Joe Tooney's a little older, so maybe you just like, we'll lock up right guard and time to figure out left guard.
Well, that's
now why
they've been drafting some offensive linemen here recently. They're going to have to continue to do that.
Yeah, and so that kind of creates that void. What I think this means is no Nick Bolton and probably no Justin Reed. And again, they've already started drafting at those positions between Leo Chanel and a few others. They have tried to start covering themselves there as well. I guess it. If a deal got done, it would be Trey. But I don't think there's any more deal to be done.
So I agree with you that Justin Reed's probably not on this team next year. I don't know if the Creed Humphrey deal is why, though. I mean, I think Justin Reed, one, at some point we've seen just when a player hits a certain age, they're willing to move on at that position, a la Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah.
And then, to your point as well, look where they've drafted. You know, they've
Hicks, Connor.
We're going to talk about Jayden Hicks. We're going to talk about Jayden Hicks later because every single one of these preseason games, that dude has stood out on the television screen. It's been nuts. So we'll give Jayden Hicks some love a little bit later on in the show. I'm with you where I don't think they get another deal done. The only reason why I asked the question is in the next 13 days, do you think somebody else gets a deal, Trey Smith or Nick Bolton? And really, we're asking about Trey Smith as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Is last night during the broadcast, and it was on NFL Network out here. It wasn't blacked out locally like it was back in KC. Brett Veach was being interviewed by Trent Green and Ari Wolf, and they asked him, hey, is this, you know, excited to get this deal done? And Brett Veach made the comment like, oh, no, it kind of clears the way for us to kind of look at some of our other young guys. Now, he wasn't talking about evaluating the other young players in the preseason. That was in reference to the question about Creed Humphrey's deal getting done. And so I took that as like, okay, Creed's out of the way now. We got his deal. Now maybe we can see what we can do potentially for Trey Smith.
Like we got 10 days. Maybe there is time to get another deal done.
That's how I viewed it.
Well, we know that that's how they do their deals because that's exactly what happened with Chris Jones and other contracts last year. When all these, it was like, hey, are they going to get another deal? No. They're not messing with a single contract until they figure out Chris Jones's deal. Once they figure that out, then they'll get to the other people on this list. And I think that that's probably how they handled the Creed Humphrey deal.
Yeah, Trey Smith's the only potential player that could get another deal before, a new deal before the start of the season. But when Quinn Meyers got a deal with the Broncos a month or two ago, whenever that was, and became the third highest paid guard in the NFL, I think that told us already, and Trey Smith's better than him.
Yeah.
So you know the benchmark. I don't know how realistic it is that Trey Smith gets the deal done, period, let alone before the start of the season. And that's the challenge that they had. I know Bob on his show this morning with Dusty said that, according to a source of his, that the Chiefs do want to sign Trey Smith, but acknowledging it's going to be challenging and difficult. I think that is because the Quinn Meyers deal that was in Denver and the kind of money that he actually got. So we'll get back to the Chiefs in the preseason game a little bit and who I think continues to stand out in all three of these preseason games.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.